Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another in our Journeys series, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers on their life, work, and personal journey. We continue our conversation with Charlton Heston.
You say in the materials that I'm not a clergyman or a scholar, I'm a storyteller.
Well, I think it's important to make the distinction that I have no religious credentials. That's a territory that I'm not equipped to invade. But these are great stories. And they were developed in a tradition of an oral tradition. You know, in terms of the Old Testament, the Phoenicians had not even invented writing, so there was no written language. And these poor fugitives from Pharaoh were wandering around in the desert for 40 years, and there had to be, aside from Moses, one old guy that sat there every night and told one of the stories. And he also, there had to be a 10, 12-year-old boy that he'd say, "Now look, I'll give you a tent to sleep in so you get fed and the bullies don't pick on you." He said, "You have to sit there every night and listen to me tell the stories, because when I'm dead, you have to do it."
When did how did you discover, personally, the great stories of the Bible? At what point did you read these stories and realize these are stories for me that I want to be part of, that I want to read?
When I was researching Moses for Mr. DeMille's film.
Really?
And did, what, there must be 40 or 50, maybe more, books about Moses, including one by Sigmund Freud called Moses and Monotheism. Slim volume, quite interesting. And as I read that background material, I realized more and more the priceless treasure of literature that the King James translation offers. Along with the works of Shakespeare, there is no better writing in the language.
Now, what is there about the oral, the audible?
That's the performer's urge. That's why when I'm doing my morning workout in the pool, as well as doing my laps up and down, since you're very loose in the pool, you can't be tense in a swimming pool. It's a great place to do your vocal exercises, too. And my vocal exercises consist of doing speeches from Shakespeare, The Death of Moses, the creation, the 6, 7 days of creation, and
you better be careful. I hear some marketing guy out there saying, "I see it now. We've got a series of tapes called Readings from Heston's Pool."
Yes, Heston buck naked reading in the Old Testament.
When you subtitle this book, "The Bible: A Companion for Families," why is it an important resource for families?
Because I think, again, we're talking about the value of doing these pieces out loud, reading them or speaking them ideally to someone. And every father, at least I hope every father, reads to his children. I did. My son reads to his son, and my daughter reads to her daughter, her new baby daughter. And it's just something you're supposed to do. It's an enormous connection within a family. I'm kind of uneasy about the verb bonding, but it's like closure. I absolutely refuse to ever use the word closure.
Except in a derogatory term.
Yeah.
When you think about your own reading of the Bible, has there been a character in the Bible that you have come to connect with most personally, that you feel like this one has got my temperament, my personality more than the others?
I was about to say God, which is the best. But I wouldn't venture that given the question you asked me. Of course, Moses is a marvelous part, partly because he is a flawed man. He is an angry man. He is, as he says in the beginning, feels inadequate to the task. "Who am I, Lord, that you should choose me?"
Yeah.
And nevertheless, given the power of God behind him, of course, he does it. But he is he's not a nice man, really. You know, he's a leader.
But are you saying that you connect to him because you're angry and are not a nice man and are flawed?
Because I suppose I've played so many strong authority figures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Moses says to the people in the Bible, in the Exodus, You've been a rebellious people from the day that I knew you. Yet ye are my people.
I asked him if he would read to us just from the opening passage in the Gospel of John. I mean, we could have chosen any number of places
Indeed.
In this book, because we have the in the beginning, in the creation story, and we have the birth of Jesus. But this is one of those marvelous passages, and in the King James, I would agree with Charlton Heston, has a particular nuance and way of communicating. Listen to
this is John. The opening lines of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He came in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. So the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, full of grace and truth, the only Son of the Father, Jesus Christ.
It's a wonderful, wonderful passage of Scripture.
I think my favorite, if I had a single short passage, it would be the last lines of John. Now, I suppose if all the things that Jesus did should be written, every one, the world itself could not contain the books which would be written.
It's wonderful. And as you said, you make your living on words, and so it's good to know that there are more books coming. How has your relationship with the Bible over these last years influenced your own life?
The thing about reading from the Bible is the stories are so good. My grandson Jack, the protagonist of that last book, is now six. But when he was five last year, just as an experiment, I didn't have to read this. This is one of the ones I know. I did Moses' death and farewell. And afterwards I said, "What did you think, Jack?" He said, "Well," he said, "I don't see why Moses had to die." I said, "Well, I don't either, Jack, but maybe God figured he was finished." And he said, "Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's a good story, though." And that's the idea.
Join us next time for more conversation with Charlton Heston. Thank you for listening to Journeys on the Kindling's Muse. Thank you for listening to the Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's KINDLINGS. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.